Family, friends, and hundreds of others gathered at Dallas City Hall last night to honor the memory of 20-year-old soldier Vanessa Guillen. Her body was found last week after she'd been missing from Fort Hood since April. KERA's Alejandro Martinez reports Guillen's murder has led to vigils and calls for change.
As people laid up flowers and candles for Guillen, a mariachi group performed a song usually played at funerals. Two of Guillen's high school friends, who now live in Dallas, spoke to the crowd. Emily Grimaldo played soccer with her.
She was always a person that would be the first person on the field. She'll be the first person running before we even got out of class.
Eileen Teniente said Vanessa was the type of person who would go the extra mile for her friends.
And I knew that she was the same way for her team in the military. It's really sad that they didn't treat her the same way.
These friends, along with Guillen's family, are demanding answers. They say Vanessa was murdered by a soldier who'd been sexually harassing her after being too scared to report it.
A lot of women and men feel ashamed to admit they've been molested in the military.
That's Army veteran Natalie Montoya sharing her story at the vigil.
I was a pregnant soldier and I had an NCO who came up to me and did things to me that no pregnant woman should ever have to go through.
After Guillen's disappearance, people began to speak out on social media about their experiences with sexual harassment and violence in the military. Guillen's family is now pushing for legislation that would change the way the military handles these types of accusations. I'm Alejandra Martinez in Dallas.
In the wake of Guillen's death, Houston Congresswoman Sylvia Garcia has called for an independent investigation into how the military handles complaints of sexual assault.
What environment and culture is there? What process is used? Do people really feel like they can make a complaint? Because if they can't, then it may be that we need to have a separate independent entity to review this, free of all those constraints.
Her family believes Guillen's death is linked to sexual harassment allegations she made before her disappearance. The Army says they haven't found a connection, but they're still investigating.